With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The provincial government is following through on a promise to make up-to-date healthcare data available to Nova Scotians. Residents can now see the daily or most current information for hospitals across the province for a wide range of stats like hospital occupancy, emergency department visits, and number of surgeries performed. Information is presented on an interactive dashboard and gathered from several sources, including hospital inpatient, surgical, and emergency databases, continuing care home support, and long-term care reports in DHS. The data contains no information which could identify individual patients. Government announced the website would be coming as part of their Action for Health plan back in April. In a release, Health and Wellness Minister Michelle Thompson said, quote, "Change won't happen overnight, but by sharing this information now, we are holding ourselves accountable to make sure change happens and the system improves in the areas most important to Nova Scotians," end quote. The website also tracks continuing care services, such as the number of people waitlisted for home support and how many have been admitted to long-term care facilities. EHS is providing weekly numbers of calls, response times, and average time it takes to offload patients at each hospital. The Action for Health website also shows the most current numbers on doctor and nurse recruitment and retention, and the number of Nova Scotians without a primary care provider. The website can be found at novascotia.ca/actionforhealth. A link is provided on our website. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.